Thank you, Mrs. Chairman. Distinguished Madam Director General, Ministers, Excellencies, Ladies and Gentlemen, I am speaking on behalf of the European Union and its Member States. It is a great honor for me to address the World Health Assembly here today. At the outset, let me commend the WHO for making universal coverage the subject of our general debate at this year's World Health Assembly. Indeed, universal health coverage is one of the most central issues for all countries. Moving towards universal health coverage is a great challenge. The global financial crisis does not make the task in front of us easier. However, the crisis must not be an excuse for not making a wholehearted effort to ensure that all people have timely access to quality health services and do not suffer financial hardship paying for them. Universal health coverage is a fundamental approach in enhancing health, social cohesion, and sustainable development. It's also essential in tackling the socially determined inequalities in health. In the context of the upcoming Rio Plus 20 United Nations Conference on Sustainable Development and the Post-Millennium Development Goals, universal health coverage is indeed a core requirement for the social pillar of sustainable development. Universal coverage is not a one-size-fits-all concept. There are diverse ways of reaching universal health coverage. Prioritization has to be made, taking into account the specific economic, social, cultural, and political context of each country. The commitment of both civil society and different government actors, other than the ministers of health, is a precondition for a more efficient and effective approach. Universal health coverage should be considered in the wider context of social protection and social determinants of health, where nationally designed social protection and responsive healthcare systems based on sustainable health financing are cornerstones. Mrs. Chairman, over the past 10 years, the European healthcare sector has grown significantly. So have the costs. In a time of growing economic and demographic pressure, we need to address this challenge in order to maintain sustainable health systems and high-quality care for patients. In the coming years, many European countries will have to improve their healthcare systems with existing or even less economic means, while at the same time meeting growing demands and expectations. Sharing best practices and experiences would allow us to get better value for money, more efficient and equitable use of resources and e-health technology, better rationalization of the capacities of our health systems, and continuous motivation of our human resources for health. Moreover, stepping up our efforts in health promotion and prevention could allow for a better way of reaching universal coverage. In short, we need initiatives that can reconcile the needs for good quality health care and a healthy economy. But, Madam Director General, as you so wisely stated, money alone does not buy better health. Universal coverage is not only about financing, it is much more. It's indeed about solidarity, equity, and equality in health access. It's about ensuring the right of everyone to get access to all relevant health services. As was documented in the World Health Report 2010, the good story is that the number of countries that have embarked on the path to universal coverage is high and growing. Meanwhile, the EU remains deeply concerned that a large proportion of the world's population still has no access to health care or faces catastrophic health expenditures. In order to ensure universal health coverage, we would like to emphasize again the importance of a well-functioning health financing system and the efficient use of resources. The EU remains committed to supporting developing countries to put in place sustainable financing health schemes within social protection models and mechanisms. This seems to pool resources and aim at achieving universal and equitable coverage of basic health services. Furthermore, direct payments at the point of service delivery should be used cautiously and restrictively. They should never result in inaccessibility of healthcare, especially not for the most vulnerable in society. The EU would also like to call for continued political will to maintain our commitment to sufficient budget allocation for the health sector, while supporting the continued search for innovative financing mechanisms. Finally, Mrs. Chairman, allow me to make a few remarks on the agenda of this World Health Assembly. We are reaching a new phase in our debates on WH reform, where it's time to make decisions. We encourage all partners to stay focused, to stay ambitious, to ensure that our decisions here this week will make the WHO a fit-for-purpose organization ready to meet future challenges. Mrs. Chairman, rest assured that the European Union and its member states are ready to engage constructively in the work ahead of us. Thank you.